Now, can we go to the UK and on Skype and bring in my man Kenny Rainford? Kenny, you there?
I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
God bless you, man. How's the family?
Oh, the family's great. I just left them before. Everyone's good.
Okay, so tell me about, let's talk about your daughter before we get into boxing. Now, she performs on horses. Talk to me about that. I don't know what's the exact word there. I don't know what the exact word is for people that perform on horses.
Well, it is performing on horses. There's different events like jumping, dressage, individual shows, et cetera, but she got to the Horse of the Year, which is like a title fight of year, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The first time she ever entered into it, and she got into the finals of Horse of the Year show in Birmingham and a big stadium in the UK. It's a big, big, massive weekly event. And she got placed first time ever there, and all the hard work and all the dedication from herself and mum and dad paid off, and we pulled off a great result for her.
You know, moms and dads are so important when it comes to kids' plans and futures and living to their fullest ability. I mean, if you don't have parents that are willing to push you and hold you and coddle you at times when you need to be coddled and that, you're probably not going to raise and you're probably not going to the top of the ladder. Now, let's talk about boxing last night. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, did you stay up to watch that?
I've actually got the fight to replay and watch tonight, but I've heard from various people who are knowledgeable in the sport that said it was a fair decision and that, you know, it was a close decision but a fair decision, and it was a good decision for boxing.
It was a good decision for boxing, but Yuri Urgis, of course, he won't be in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, but Manny Pacquiao will. Of course, not too many guys go out on top. You know, not too many guys go out standing up. At least Manny Pacquiao went out on his feet. He went out vertically. He didn't go out horizontally, you know. I mean, some old guys at the age of 40 and 42, I think of Joe Louis at the age of 38, getting knocked out of the ring by Rocky Marciano. At least it wasn't that type of a loss. And as far as the scores were concerned, I thought 116-112 was about right, 8-4 and 12, if you want to give Manny a couple of close rounds.
Yeah, like I say, you know, great fighter, great history behind him. Will this be his last fight? Well,
I hope so.
I hope so too.
You know, listen, let somebody else take over the mantle. 42 years old. I mean, you've had a good run since 1995. He's a professional. He's won 5 linear titles, 8 different weight classes. I mean, there's not a whole lot more you could do in the world of boxing unless he wants to pocket some more money. Now, had that been Errol Spence last night, he might be in the hospital today. Oh, let's talk about this UK fight next week. The British Commonwealth Super Lightweight title. Let's get this out of the way. Akeem Ennis Brown versus Sam Maxwell. Is Brown the real deal?
I'm not sure at the moment, to be fair. I haven't seen enough of him to make up my mind on it, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, this fight answers some questions.
Okay. Sam Maxwell, a decent vote?
Sorry?
Is Sam Maxwell a decent opponent?
As good as it gets for at the minute. But what's intriguing me is the bill after that, which is Conor Benn marching on with his career. You've got Josh Warrington trying to gain that revenge to get a title shot back, and you've also got Katie Taylor putting a title on the line as well. So that looks to me the bill to look forward to.
Well, let's talk about Katie Taylor, of course, the world champion. Like, yikes, man, she's the real deal. She can fight, and she's not not bashful.
No, she can fight. had a real close fight in her last fight, which showed a pedigree and a dedication and a grit. Josh Warrington, I'm not sure about that how that's going to go. You know what I mean? I hope Josh wins, but you know that was a pretty bad defeat that he suffered there.
Yeah. Okay. Do these MMA fights with Jake Paul and that kind of good stuff against Tyron Woodley, does this stuff, it's catching on over here in the United States with squares? And when I say squares, I mean people that are not boxing fans per se. Is this catching on in the UK?
It is. You know, people like a tear up, don't they? And they like blood and guts and everything, but you know, for me, the only thing that interests me is boxing, you know.
Yeah, but Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley, these guys are actually going to be fighting on Showtime. It's going to be a boxing match, August the 29th, here in the United States, coming to us from the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. But these guys are going to be fighting in a boxing match. Tyron Woodley's a former UFC champion, and Jake Paul's the guy that's like 3-0 with three knockouts, fighting guys a whole lot worse than you and me. I tell you what, Kenny, still to this day, I would put you in there with Jake Paul, and I would bet my life on you.
I'm not being funny with you either. I'd jump in the ring with him now, and I think I'd do okay with him.
I just don't. I mean, he has got – you got to give him some props, so he's pulled off this farce. And, of course, Oscar De La Hoya is going to do the same thing with another former MMA fighter, Vitor Belfort, on September the 11th. The last time we really saw Oscar was in fishnets, of course, when he got exposed for being a cross-dresser and that kind of good stuff. But De La Hoya and Belfort – That's not what boxing needs. Boxing needs fights like Oscar Valdez and Robson Canseco, of course. Canseco being the 2000, was he the Pan Am champion? I think he was a Pan Am champion. Of course, he beat Oscar Valdez in the amateurs. The guys are going to hook it up for the World 130-pound Championship on September the 10th on ESPN. Now, who shows the ESPN fights in the UK?
ESPN. We get ESPN in the UK.
Okay, so what's happening now with Sky Sports? Does Sky Sports have any boxing anymore?
It does, but it's been diluted an awful lot, you know. It's been, you know, obviously Eddie Hearn, he's with DAZN, and he pulls the tricks now. And you've got Frank Warren, who's tied in with BT Sports. So at the moment, Sky Sports, they're pretty much in the boxing game. They're pretty much struggling, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I was hoping they were going to take on a friend of mine, Steve Woods, to put their shows. He runs VIP Boxing. I was hoping he was going to take over the mantle. He's a busy promoter with some decent fighters. I was hoping they were going to, you know, employ his services and showcase some of his bills, but it never happened. So maybe someone making decisions in Sky doesn't know their boxing well.
We've seen that with decisions and network. I remember the people at USA decided they were going to get rid of USA Tuesday Night Fights. It was one of the leading programs on their network. It scored the top ratings on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, I kid you not, and they got rid of it because the network president that took the job, she was a female, and she didn't want to have boxing on her network. I kid you not!
Yeah, and Pedro, in February 1993, I was on Tuesday Night Fights.
Then, you know, Dave Jacobs was the executive producer, I believe, at that point in time. And, of course, O'Grady and one of the Albert brothers handled it. But it was a place to go every Tuesday night for a boxing fan. And when USA took that away, just because the female CEO decided, I don't like boxing. And they told her, look, it's a winning program. It's given us great ratings. She goes, we can do better with something else. So they replaced it with a movie. Yeah,
crazy.
They replace it with a movie. Anyway, pound for pound, does Oleg Usyk have a shot when he challenges Anthony Joshua in a few weeks?
No, I think he pulls out an early lead. I think he shows his stuff early on, and I think Joshua just mauls him down and wears him down, and eventually stops him, probably 9-10 rounds somewhere around there. I think.
But is Usyk a sharpshooter enough to where he could shoot that left cross or a right cross in between Joshua's gloves and catch him on the chin? He seems to be able to place. He has good punch placement, Usyk does.
Yeah, but he struggled with Chisora. That's the thing that got me alarmed.
Okay.
You know.
And Chisora, of course, the UK workhorse, no doubt about that. Now, Tyson Fury, what's happening with Tyson Fury? You work with some people in his camp. What's he doing?
I just got off the phone to one of them, funny enough. He's just working out. He's very, very disillusioned and annoyed, obviously, about the decisions that have been made recently, and he's just trying to work things out. He's still training. He was on his Facebook the other day, running through a council estate, having fun with everyone. He's just ticking over, doing what Tyson does, you know.
But do we have a date on that fight at all? Is it set? Is it not going to happen? What's going on with him?
Well, I'll know that shortly. I'm going to speak to his agent again shortly. So I'll update you on that when I speak to him, and he'll tell me exactly where we're up to with that. But it's got to come off soon. There's no two ways about it. I mean, they've just been stalling the guy and putting him in a pasture field to graze for too long now. Something's got to happen. Something's got to break, and it's got to happen.
You know, I'm going to go off subject just for a second. I think that, you know, I have some friends of mine that listen to the show, and I'm not going to name them, okay? But they won't take the vaccine. So I think that not taking the vaccine is sort of like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. Can you see the comparison there?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I just can't believe it. I mean, these are people that I've known for a long time, and they don't want to talk to me. I mean, they don't want to pick up the phone. They're like, it's like I've got cooties because I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, pound for pound, what do you think of David Benavidez?
I like him. I think he's good. Yeah, I'm impressed with him.
Okay. Do you think he's be the guy, the heir apparent to Canelo Alvarez for the Mexican crown?
Canelo Alvarez, that's a big set of boots and a big set of gloves to replace, you know? Okay. I mean, Canelo's only ever lost one fight, that was to Floyd Mayweather. You know, has he improved since the Mayweather fight?
Definitely.
I don't know. I don't know. He's a great fighter. And you can't take that away from him. So they're maybe too early to replace him just yet.
Okay, did Ernie Shavers have a birthday of late?
31st of August, just coming up.
Just coming up. How old will he be?
Ernie will be 78, I believe. He born in 1944, so he's 78 coming up.
You know, the hardest puncher in boxing, and yet he's like a teddy bear. I mean, he's like a soft little guy. I mean, he really is. I mean, the hardest puncher in boxing, and I expected him to, when I interviewed him the first time, I expected him to come off like tough and it was just the exact opposite. He was the most lovable, likable guy, like he was like a puppy.
I don't know if you've got enough time, but I can tell you a true story about Ernie. I can tell you.
Run it off in 2 minutes. Let's go.
Okay. Right, me and Ernie's working in a wine bar in Liverpool many years ago now. And these big, big guys turn up, huge guys, like weightlifters. Anyway, they're all over Ernie. Ernie Shavers, greatest punch ever, all getting photographs taken, this, that, and the other. An hour later, they cause trouble in the bar. We get them outside. We say, listen, guys, you can't do that. You've got to go. So they're outside. One of the guys tries to pick a fight with Ernie. I pulled Ernie backwards. This big guy, the biggest one of that, has got Ernie by the shoulder going, this is the greatest punch in history. Leave this guy alone. Don't start trouble with him. Kapow! Steals the right-hand shot on Ernie. Unbelievable shot.
Sucker shot.
Sucker shot, yeah. Ernie touches down with one knee, jumps back up, with never even took a one count. By the time 60 seconds were over, there was 8 bodies flat out all over the floor.
Wow.
He knocked every single one out.
Wow.
Every single one. When the police came, they said, "What happened here?" I said, "Oh, they got in a fight with some people, and you know, they've all left. As long as you're okay, Mr. Shavers, that's fine."
Right. Well, Kenny, always a pleasure, man. Say hello to the family. I thank you for your time. No doubt about that. You are like boxing goodwill ambassador, man, and we feel blessed to have you when we do.
No problem at all. Always glad to help.
Yeah, and he stays up late for us too, folks. He's in the UK. Thank you so much, Kenny Rainford. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide at WBC TV. Of course, coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. Can I keep going? Bottom line is we are live on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA Channel, and VTV, the WBC TV channel. You are tuned to Ring Talk, but you know that.